Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What's up, guys? It's Katie Hettenbach, host of Katie of Radio, and welcome to another episode. Today, I am giving you my top 10 Summerween movies. These are my Summerween movies. Other people might have other ones, but these are the ones I always watch. And I've also added some new ones because shit keeps coming out and it's fun and Summerweeny. So let's go. This is in no particular order, so just... okay. Number one, we have Hell of a Summer. If you've never seen Hell of a Summer, go read a book. The counselors of a summer camp are terrorized by a mass killer. Stranger Things, Finn, Billy Burke, they wrote that movie. Amazing, fun, silly, goofy, haha time. A fun slasher that you can watch with your friends. What more could you want? The movie just oozes summer and I love it. I love it so much. The next movie on the list is The Final Girls. A young woman grieving the loss of her mother, a famous screen queen from the 1980s, finds herself pulled into the world of her mother's most famous movie. Reunited, the women must fight off the film's maniacal killer. This movie literally feels like if you were to time travel back into Friday the 13th movie, but with modern things, and it's great. So go watch it if you haven't, because it's awesome and the vibes are just, and it's also funny, and Alexander Lovmark's in it. Need I say more? It's genuinely very, I genuinely find it to be so fucking funny. So go watch it. The next movie on the list is Fear Street 1978. Why that one? Well, because it's a summer camp movie. You could just argue that any summer camp horror movie is a Summerween movie. But I don't like all the summer camp movies, so... but this one might be the best summer camp slasher to exist. And if I'm wrong, tell me in the comments, because I don't think I'm wrong. Okay, if you haven't seen the series, go freaking see it. Watch it in order, but if you've seen it, only watch this one because it's my favorite. Shady Side, 1978. School's out for the summer, and the activities at Camp Nightwing are about to begin. But when another Shady Sider is possessed with the urge to kill, the fun is in the sun becomes a gruesome fight for survival. The acting's fun. It's funny. It has some spooky, creepy moments. And God, is it brutal. Butchering a kid? God damn. It's great. I know everyone's gonna be shocked by this fun, but I know what you did last summer. No, seriously, I know that you killed somebody with your car with all your friends. You hit someone on the side of the road, but 4 friends bound by a tragic accident are reunited when they find themselves being stalked by a hook-wielding maniac in their small seaside town. She sells seashells by the seashore. And you know what else she does? Absolutely fucking slay. This movie is so give me more, you know? The acting is great. The costumes are great. The everything is just fun. It's fun. It's creepy. It's stressful. And that's what we like about a horror movie. Yeah, it screams summer. Everyone's kind of sweaty. It rocks. It rocks. Speaking of sweaty, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's up next, kids. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 1974. It's under an hour and a half. I didn't even realize that. Well, I know. Also, this is a B horror movie. Crazy. I feel like everyone knows this movie, but that's crazy. Five friends head out on a rural Texas visit to see the grave of a grandfather. On the way, they stumble across what appears to be a deserted house, only to discover something sinister within. Something armed with a chainsaw. Something is right. Based on Ed Gein, Wisconsin Zone. We don't condone his actions, but anyways. Wisconsin! This movie is hot, sweaty. You can smell it. It's terrifying. It's so eerie, but it's so freaking good. Summer movie. It makes you want to wear red shorts and a backless shirt. The next Summerween movie isn't really exactly summer, but for me, it's giving me summer vibes. So it's The Cabin in the Woods from 2011. 2011 produced some good-ass fucking horror movies. So bravo to 2011, bravo. A group of kids go to a remote cabin in the woods. Ooh, using the title and the log line. Where their fate is unknowingly controlled by technicians as part of a worldwide conspiracy where all horror movie cliches are revealed to be part of an elaborate sacrifice ritual. This movie is brilliant. It is the blueprint of movies, of horror movies. It is the movie that also turned me into a horror fan because I was terrified of this movie when I first watched it. And my brother walked in and he said, "Why are you scared?" And I went, "Because it's a horror movie." He goes, "No, this is a comedy." And then I was like, "Oh, this is funny." And now I just think horror is funny. Even when it's scary, it's funny as fuck. So that's me. But this movie genuinely is so fucking good. The acting is good. It really just surprises you. The first time you watch it, you are not sure what's going to happen. And you're really on the ride with the characters. And it is just a fucking ride in a hoot and a half. And you're like, man, oh man, I know everybody dies in the end, but if there was a sequel to any movie, goddamn would I want a sequel to this movie, because it is so reeking good. But also, don't touch it, leave it alone, you know? Leave it be. Speaking of movies that definitely did not need a sequel, but got them anyways, because money. Money. Jaws. Heard of it? Yeah. A massive killer shark is unleashed. Chaos on a beach community off of Long Island. Whew. Guys, I recently rewatched this movie because we're doing another pod. Hey, stay tuned. I don't remember this movie being as gory as it was and being as brutal. I was like, oh, Jaws isn't that scary. Jaws is scary, guys. Not like scary, like, I'm gonna stay up all night and be afraid of sharks. No, it's like, for the time, what was it, 1975? Yeah, I'd be fucking scared to go in the water. Like, that checks out. That makes sense. Yeah. But also, sharks are sweethearts. Be nice to them or else. This is a fist for those audio people. I'm gonna put you. I'm not gonna punch you. I will. The next movie, Cry Little Sister, Thou Shall Not Fall. The Lost Boys. What? Vampires, the Fair Hot Men. Sign me up so freaking fast. When a recently divorced mother and her two teenage sons move to a coastal town to stay with her father, it doesn't take long for the mothers to realize that the area is a haven for something much more sinister than the party-going surfers. hot ass 80s vampires. What more could you want?
I'm not gonna say anything else.
I love The Lost Boys.
I'll stop.
Oh my goodness. Okay, 1983's Sleepaway Camp. Heard of it? Yes, it's another camp movie. Are you shocked? It's Summerween. You need camp movies.
I honestly should have just made a list of my favorite camp movies. Because I love camp movies. They're so fun.
So fun. This one is insane. Does it hold up well? You tell me in the comments. Because the first time I saw it, I was like, what? Anyways, but I still think it's camp as fuck. Not camp like camping, but camp as in like over the top and insane. And I think that's also part of the charm of it. And I do think that sometimes when horror movies don't hold up, I think that's also even more charming, because you remember the time when you're like, yeah, but we used to say some crazy shit back then. I'm glad we're here now, but remember where we used to be? Hilarious. So sometimes you guys look behind to look forward. Summer camp strictly for teens, and there's a killer on the loose. Uh-oh, what's gonna happen? Guess I have to find out. This movie's a fun one, and got a special place in my heart. And also, the poster is so fucking iconic. Like, it's like, I wish I would have. It's just so good. You know, where you're just like, I want that. Like, I might not even be a big fan of that movie. However, it's still in my top 10, and I would buy the poster. Does that make sense? Like, I am all for judge a book by its poster. Because that's what I do all the time on Tubi. And I get sometimes my ass handed to me. But it's fine. It's fine. I'm giving people views. You're welcome. Okay. And last but certainly not least, I would say, honestly, this is the number one Summerween movie. And that is Friday the 13th, the original, 1980. Group of teenagers head off to a camp. Camp counselors. And they attempt to reopen an abandoned summer camp with a tragic past. But they are stalked by a mysterious, relentless killer. This movie, it just oozes summer. Again, you gotta put your red shorts on. You gotta put your white shirt on. I love a summer camp. Maybe it's because I never got to go to summer camp. Maybe that's why I like summer camp movies so much. I'm like, I want to feel something. But goddamn, this movie just oozes summer. It's violent. It's fun. The practical effects are just so good and campy and awesome. And it's just, it's the perfect movie for Summerween. And that, guys, is my top 10 Summerween movies. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. What are your favorite Summerween movies? Put them in the comments below. I want to hear them because I can always use more. Do you agree with this list? Let me know. And make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie Frady on all social media platforms. Also, thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio here. You can find them at filmcraftla.com or filmcraftla on Instagram. And obviously, Fangoria. We love Fango. Want a copy of Fangoria? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. And happy Summerween, guys. Stay safe and stay spooky. Woo!
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.